from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the investigation continues into the fatal crash of a helicopter in the Hudson River yesterday. All six people on board killed, including the president and CEO of a technology company in Spain, Agustin Escobar, his wife and their three children, and the pilot. The chopper lost control shortly after takeoff, crashing into the river off Pier A in Hoboken. Governor Murphy says the state is supporting the emergency response through state police and local first responders. Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop says diving operations are continuing today after the main body of the helicopter was recovered, but other major parts have not been found yet. Officials have finally released a report detailing what went wrong in Burlington County on Election Day.
Burlington County voters faced wait times of over 3 hours at some polling locations on November 4th. A new 49-page report from legal firm Connell Foley says five factors contributed to the delays. They include a general lack of communication among Burlington County's election offices, the rollout of new voting machines during a busy presidential year, inadequate poll worker training, aversion to new technology, and unbalanced election districts. County officials say they're working quickly to implement recommendations in the report. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
We now know that the president of the Prospect Park Borough Council has been charged with racketeering, money laundering, and gambling charges while involved with a crime family. Anand Shah was involved with at least two incidents of illegal activity involving at least $500,000 while employed or associated with the Lucchese crime family. Police tell NBC New York three dozen others have been arrested on similar charges. There's been a strong unified response against any attempt to phase out the tip credit system for New Jersey restaurants and other businesses. Atlantic County Republican Assemblywoman Claire Shift says it's terrible timing to talk about changing the model of paying out wages for tipped workers.
Eggs and food and gas going up. The payroll tax just went up. Utilities are going up. So I am adamantly opposed to this bill, and I believe that we should be looking for policies to help the restaurants.
According to the New Jersey Restaurant and Hospitality Association, the average tipped employee in New Jersey is already making $22 an hour and some considerably more. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Radar showing a smattering of raindrops over New Jersey this morning. Spotty showers and drizzle for now, and then steadier rain coming into place, starting in southern New Jersey, heading into central New Jersey this afternoon. Highs today only in the mid-40s, and tonight looks wet and windy for everybody. Periods of steady to heavy rain throughout the night. Far north Jersey, north of Interstate 80, could be a changeover to snow, maybe even light accumulations. Lows fall to around 40. Tomorrow, clouds and showers linger. We're stuck in the 40s, brighter and 50s for Sunday. New Jersey weather made possible by David Bradley Chocolate Factory. Easter smash boxes are here. Chocolate smash baby bunnies and carrots filled with chocolate treats that spill out when you smash them with the provided mallet. Have a smashing Easter. Online at dbchocolate.com, your Easter candy headquarters.
Right now, Clinton, 43 degrees. It's 43 in Jackson, Millville, 45. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24-7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.